not going to be a failure. You know, that if I made a goal, I was going to be an automatic failure. So let's just not set any goals, and I'll be fine. I'll just coast along as is, and everything's good. But the last couple of weeks, he's been talking about that without a goal, you're really setting up a negative goal. And I had never thought about it. That's exactly what I was doing by not having one. There's like a void there. And God's really been, you know, talking to me and I think healing me in that area, because I realized that by not having a goal or a resolution, it gave me no chance to ever get any better or have any success, because I had no vision for a success. It's just I had no vision at all. And so it's really helped me to realize that by setting these goals and visions, if attaching the vision to the goal, that I do have a chance for success. And it just, I mean, something in me, it just made me feel such hope that I haven't had in a long time, because I felt like I might have a success, you know, and I might not make it all the way to that goal, but I'm actually maybe a few feet closer, as opposed to staying over there in that pool of failure, you know, where I love to swim. So I just wanted to share that with y'all, that it's like setting those goals and having that vision, it just brings such hope to you that you know, things can change and things can be better. So that was what I had to share.
Thank you very much, Krisha. You know, sometimes it was interesting that you used the term about having hope, because being hopeless is a very, very discouraging and debilitating thing, to not have hope. And sometimes we look at certain people sometimes who are in extreme when things are really, really bad, they look hopeless. But you don't have to go that far to have no hope. We can be going along not having hope for certain parts of our lives, and in certain situations, we can just kind of think, well, I just put a barrier around that and leave it alone. I don't have any hope there. And it's a difficult thing to get out of sometimes, but God does want to help you out of it. And that's encouraging to hear that story, is that where you might feel like hopeless at whatever you'd like to set a goal for, that you can. And so, you know, keep listening. And if you haven't, go back and listen to the other messages on vision, because it will help maybe apply some of what Krisha has just shared with us, is how that can really help you have hope for things that you would like to see happen in your life, wherever that might be. Okay, so we have another lovely lady, Mrs. Sim. Come on up here.
I'm not going to preach, even though I have my Bible here. I just wanted to start with one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I have to put my glasses on, too. Okay, it's in Isaiah 45:2-3. It says, thank you, Les. It says, I will go before you, and I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze. I will cut through the bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in the secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. So now I have to take my glasses off. This started already in October when we were doing the event in Galveston. I was really asking God to show me different things. I was seeking answers, and one of the areas was my job. It was very challenging, and I didn't really know how to move forward and what to do. So I asked God, show me something about my job. What should I do next? And God showed me two things, not really what I was looking for, but he showed me that I had a lot of fear in my heart around my job, that I was always afraid about losing my job. I have never, ever lost a job, but I had this fear that I'm going to lose my job. And the fear came from the lie that I believed along the way, that I will never get another job if I lose my job, because I don't have a college degree, nobody will hire me, and this is as good as it's going to get. There's nothing ever else for me. So I better hold on to what I have, because that's it for me. And when I realized that, I repented for believing the lie, and I said, God, I don't want to believe that lie anymore. I want to believe something totally different, because that's not true. That's not what God is telling me. I'm not a failure, and there's a lot of better things for me in the future, so I'm not going to believe that anymore. And also, I renounced the fear, that I'm not going to have the fear in my life anymore, because it's based on a lie. And this was in October. Then 2 weeks ago, here, Les was talking about the vision, and I'm listening to him, and I'm praying and asking God that, do you have something for me for this year? Like, what is that one word that you want to give me for this new year? Because I always ask for a word from God for the new year. Like, what is it going to look like for me? And God said, radical. And I love that word, radical, and I know what it means. But I started asking God, what does it mean for me, the word radical? Well, the answer came the next day, Monday after Sunday, I got laid off. And I was like, okay, God, I guess I know now what it means for me. But here I was facing the biggest fear that I had in the past, losing my job. And if I still would have believed that lie, that there's nothing better for me, I would have been totally devastated. And it kind of reminds me of the story in the Bible when the disciples are in a storm and they see this ghost-like figure and they think this is a disaster. There's a storm, we're going to drown, and now there's a ghost. So if I would have not had this new vision in my heart, that losing my job would have been that disaster, that ghost that I'm seeing, not realizing that, hey, it's Jesus. He's opening a new platform for me, new door for me, for something totally better, something awesome, and something good. So I don't have any fear. I've been at total peace for the last 2 weeks with no job and not really even an idea if I'm going to get one anytime soon. And I need to get one soon, but I'm putting my trust in God and not my own abilities and resources, and I'm not going to give any room for fear, because if I have fear of God, which is the good kind of fear, I don't have to fear anything else. He's in total control. And I want to end with this I read this in, I don't remember, one of the books that I was reading this week. It's an awesome quote. It says, faith is God's favorite invitation to make the impossible possible. So I choose to have faith in my God. And I know he'll take care of me. And I'll keep you posted.